Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. We give God the glory and praise for another beautiful day. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. Today is going to be the end of Luke, the book of Luke. We'll be looking at Luke, you know, from chapter 1 to chapter 24. So today we're going to be looking at chapter 24. It's been an amazing journey thus far. Thank you very much, guys, for following through. God bless you in Jesus' name. Yeah, we've got so many lessons to learn today. And my prayer is that as we look into God's word together, the entrance of his word will bring light to us and understanding in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Somebody shout, he is risen. Hallelujah. Jesus is risen and is risen forevermore. You know, a lot of people have died. Some were brought back to life, like Lazarus, you know, like many other people that Jesus Christ, you know, brought back to life. Dorcas, that's Tabitha, a lot of people like that. But every single person who died and was raised from the dead died again. So the only person that died, rose up from the dead, and never died again is Jesus. Jesus is living forever. He's alive forever and ever and ever. Amen. So that's the first thing I want us to, you know, establish in our heart, that Jesus is risen. Verse 1 of Luke 24 says, now on the first day of the week, very early in the morning, they and certain other women with them came to the tomb bringing the spices which they had prepared, but they found the stone rolled away from the tomb. So these guys were coming with spices to rub it on the feet of Jesus, you know, to rub it on Jesus. But do you remember there was a particular woman who did exactly the same thing, and then it was scolded, it was rebuked by the disciples. Why would you pour this kind of expensive oil on Jesus Christ? And Jesus told them, better let her do it now. Now, these other women came to do the same thing for Jesus. But by the time they got to the tomb, Jesus had risen. He was no longer there. So they didn't have that opportunity to put the spices on Jesus Christ. So the simple lesson there is this. Imagine if that woman didn't do it. She also could have lost that opportunity. Whatever opportunity you have to serve God now, do it now. Don't wait till tomorrow. If you think you have the strength, let me tell you, by the time you keep growing old and old and old, the things you'll be doing when you get old, they are things that will be minimal. You will then be regretting that if you had known, then you should have used your youthful age to do even more for God. So the best thing you can do is to invest in your youthful age. The things that you can do to serve God now, do it now with the whole of your heart. Because the time is coming that you will not be able to do those things anymore. You know, I keep telling people the reasons why, one of the major reasons why I write now, I do a lot of teachings. For instance, I've done a podcast on Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. In the next 30 years, you won't expect me to be doing the same podcast. This podcast is already on the ministry website, and it's going to be there for another 30, 40, 50 years. You know, the books I'm going to be writing, I would have written most of them before the age of 40. So I will do all of these things so that by the time I am older, I won't be able to do so much more again. By that time, the little I would do will just be things that are, you know, I will just be topping the things that I'd already done, you know, in my youthful age. So this is the best time to prepare yourself for what is ahead of you. If you have the opportunity to rub those spices on Jesus, do it now, because a time would come that you will bring the spices and then you won't meet Jesus in the tomb. That time is now. I mean, the best time to serve God is now. The best time to give your everything and give your all to Jesus is now. May the Lord give us grace to do this in Jesus' name. And then it happened, two men stood by them in shining garments. Verse 5. And they were afraid, they bowed their faces to the earth, and they said to them, why do you seek the living among the dead? Remember how he spoke to you when he was still in Galilee. And then they confirmed that Jesus Christ had risen. So it was actually Mary Magdalene, Joanna, Mary, the mother of Jesus, and the other women with them, who told these things to the apostles. So the first people who witnessed the resurrection of Jesus Christ and the first people that witnessed it to the apostles, I mean, they preached the resurrection of Jesus, were women. So this is a massive and a big encouragement. I mean, a massive encouragement to our women. In fact, you have a message. There is an assignment. There is a call of God upon your life. There is an assignment that God has given to you. And that assignment is to be what? Be a witness of Jesus to everyone. Praise God. Hallelujah. And then we see how that Jesus Christ ate with the disciples. And then as soon as he ate with them, verse 30, it came to pass, he sat at the table with them, that he took bread, blessed it, and broke it, and gave it to them. Then their eyes were opened, and they knew him. So you can be sitting with Jesus, and you don't even know that's Jesus Christ. I've said it many times, what we need is not knowledge. What we need is revelation. You can read Genesis to Revelation and try to understand who Jesus is. Even if you do everything possible, I mean, try your best and, you know, cram scriptures, put verses in your head. As long as you do not have light, you will not be able to see Jesus Christ. So the best way to see Jesus is that the Lord will open our eyes to see him. So stop looking for knowledge, seek revelation, seek light. You know, this is the only thing that is going to dispel darkness. And I know the Bible says that the truth, you will know it, and then that truth that you know will set you free. So that truth there is not just having the word of God in your head. It's about having light. So this guy sat with Jesus, but they didn't recognize that it was Jesus they were sitting with until their eyes were opened. You might not even know that the Jesus around you is your neighbor. You might not even know that that Jesus is the person that you need to help, that you refuse to help. So, but you need God to open your eyes. I pray that the Lord will help us and that our eyes will be opened to see Jesus in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. And then we see that Jesus appeared to the disciples, and the first thing he said to them was, peace to you. Say, why are you troubled? And why do you doubt? You know, this is exactly what Jesus is saying to us too. Do not be troubled. You know, peace be unto you. Why are you scared? Why are you worried? Why are you worried about whatever it is that you're going through? You know, the appearance of Jesus scared those guys. But at the end of the day, Jesus needed to tell them that they should never be afraid. And this is the message of Jesus every time to us, especially when we are afraid. The same message the angel gave to Joseph was the same message the angel gave to Mary. Do not be afraid. May the Lord help us in the name of Jesus. And then finally, we see how that Jesus ascended. Verse 50, and he led them out as far as Bethany, and he lifted up his hand and blessed them. And it came to pass, while he blessed them, that he was parted from them and carried up into heaven. And they worshipped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy. And we are continually in the temple praising and blessing God. Amen. Hallelujah. So we thank God for the, you know, success of today's, you know, podcast. It's been an amazing journey from Luke chapter 1 down to Luke chapter 24. I want to believe you've been blessed today. Thank you very much for joining to this podcast. I celebrate you. God bless you. I'll see you tomorrow. And then we are going to start John chapter 1 tomorrow. You know, I've said it many times. There are loads of lessons to learn from the book of John. It's actually my best book of the Bible. I mean, when it comes to the Gospels, between Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, John for me is the best. I love that book. So many lessons to learn. Don't miss a single day. God bless you as you do so. Thank you very much again. I'll see you tomorrow. Bye for now. Hallelujah. Amen.